Ann Richards made her national debut back in 1988. That's when she made the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention. George H.W. Bush would soon be the Republican presidential nominee.
I'm delighted to be here with you this evening because after listening to George Bush all these years, I figured you needed to know what a real Texas accent sounds like.
2 years later, Ann Richards was elected governor of Texas, a job she later lost in a campaign against another George Bush. Ann Richards died in 2006 from cancer. Now, a veteran actress has written a one-woman show about her. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
The name Holland Taylor is not that familiar, but you have seen her a lot, usually playing someone's mother. In One Fine Day, Holland Taylor, trying to reach her daughter Michelle Pfeiffer, gets George Clooney by mistake.
Hello.
Who's that?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Who's this? What are you doing with my daughter's phone?
Holland Taylor was Tina Fey's mother in Baby Mama.
You know, Kate, not everyone is as tolerant of your alternative lifestyle as we are.
Being single is not an alternative lifestyle.
It is when you're 37.
And right now on television, Holland Taylor is the mother of Charlie Sheen and John Cryer in Two and a Half Men.
I think God gives us children so death won't come as such a disappointment.
Her characters are smart, witty, patrician, and so is Holland Taylor. She looks sort of like a short Katharine Hepburn, by the way. You can see photos at NPR.org. Now, off screen, she is developing another smart, witty character, Ann Richards, who was governor of Texas from 1991 to 95. One term only, George W. Bush beat her in the 94 campaign. Holland Taylor has become fascinated by the straight-talking Richards.
We must be vigilant. We must insist that the freedom that exists in this nation exists for a reason.
I mean, to get to be governor of Texas, which is the ninth largest economy in the world, and it is a macho state, and it was a Republican state. And when she became governor, she had to affect a stance of strength even more than was her own. She had to be unshakable.
Holland Taylor's devotion to this project seems pretty unshakable. She's turned a small guest room in her Hollywood Hills home into Ann's room. It's jammed with books on Texas politics and history, texts of Richard's speeches, newspaper clippings.
What are these ring binders?
Well, this is articles before governor, articles after governor. First, I did a huge effort of gathering. I'm still gathering.
Gathering, hunting, writing. Now she has to become Ann Richards, which means taking it from the top. A Richards signature was her beautiful big crown of hair. Taylor found a good wig maker.
And can you in any way make it whiter, more snowy? Yes, and shorter. I know you can cut it. Her hairdresser and others would say in Texas, you kind of have your hair has to match your rear end. And as your rear end gets smaller, the hair can kind of come down.
Hear that little twang?
Your hair has to match your rear end.
Texas, not so easy for an actress from Philadelphia. Her pal and one-time TV co-star Tom Hanks, they were in Bosom Buddies in the 1980s, recommended the dialect coach he used on Forrest Gump.
I just say whether. She goes, whether or what? Well, it's a very key sound. And when I do her, my mouth and my body is going to have to be in the habit of saying, why, when, what? I do not.
Taylor is developing the habit by listening to lots of Richard's recordings.
I feel very strongly about what the government is supposed to do as opposed to what the politicians don't do.
Holland Taylor says she's not really trying to imitate Ann Richards. She wants to evoke her with that snowy hair, the sass, the spirit, her deep compassion.
I was born in a little community just outside Waco. It was back then that I came to understand the small truths and the hardships that bind neighbors together. Those were real people with real problems, and they had real dreams about getting out of the Depression.
Ann Richards stood up for the poor, the rights of women, African Americans, Hispanics. Holland Taylor says what really drew her to the Texas progressive was Richards' profound sense of fairness.
This was just her essence. She says, life isn't fair. I know that. We all know life isn't fair, but government should be.
All right. There you go. Smile, honey. Look there. Smile, honey. Smile. Wait.
Political roles are not new to Holland Taylor. In 2001, she played Nancy Reagan in the made-for-TV movie The Day Reagan Was Shot.
I enacted a loving wife, and you have to admire that aspect of who she was. And so, like, when they're trying to take his picture and he's being propped up in bed and she both wants that picture taken because she knows that the nation needs to see it. On the other hand, she can't stand her husband being manhandled.
Honey, here I am. Smile. Hello, darling. Stop. Stop it. That's it. Mike, this is not going to work.
We're going to take a lot of pictures.
No, what about the machines?
Strong, gutsy women are Holland Taylor's trademark. In 1999, she won an Emmy as the provocative, sexy judge in The Practice.
This isn't about you getting a job, Kevin. It's about getting me.
Excuse me?
You're obsessed with me. Does your lawyer not know that? Probably getting aroused right now. Stand up, Kevin.
The thing that I loved so much is that you can be sexy at that age, and you can show a woman on screen.
That was fun.
Being like that.
It was fun. Yeah, I must say, at my age, I just turned 67, and it is a real, I mean, aging is, ugh, it's what a trip. As I say, ain't no going back.
Meanwhile, Holland Taylor's going fast forward to channel on stage a feisty former Texas governor.
Thank you very much. You did a good job.
Taylor's play about Ann Richards is called Money, Marbles, and Chalk, an old Texas expression for going all out. Holland Taylor thinks that defines Ann Richards. Her one-woman show debuts next month in the Grand 1894 Opera House in Galveston, Texas. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can watch a no-nonsense lecture from Holland Taylor in Legally Blonde at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.